It's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Valve and HTC are bringing immersive virtual reality to users with the new Vive headset. The Linux apocalypse is looming. TalkTalk is warning customers about scammers who stole their personal information. Bill Gates is still the richest man in the world. Setting your phone down on the coffee table will charge its battery thanks to some innovative tech furniture from IKEA. And Samsung has had a rough few weeks, what with sharing voice data over unencrypted connections and then some of their smart TVs turning dumb. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
If you'd like to have a cool virtual set just like Sasha Dermatis, visit cat5.tv/green. And currently there is a sale on all your green screen needs. Check it out, cat5.tv/green.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. HTC is to release a virtual reality headset as part of a tie-up with Valve, a leading PC video game publisher. The HTC Vive will be paired with wireless controllers and tracking technology to let wearers explore computer-generated environments by walking around their rooms. A test version of the kit will go on sale to developers shortly, followed by a public edition later this year. It will compete with Facebook's Oculus Rift and Sony's Morpheus VR headsets. The machines let wearers view computer-generated 3D environments to give them a sense of being there. The announcement marks a change of strategy for HTC, which has focused on smartphones. Wow, so I wonder, you put the headset on and then your whole room turns into a different room. Is that how it works, Robbie?
I like that idea.
Yeah,
that
except would, I wonder if then would you maybe trip over your coffee table?
I don't think you're actually supposed to run around, Sasha. I think that would be a bad idea.
Well,
have this headset on,
the...
and that's the opportunity to do all your walking.
I just feel like I'm very klutzy, so we'll see how that works.
Alrighty.
The year 2038 is still more than two decades away, but LWN.net editor and longtime Linux kernel chronicler John Corbett believes the software developers should be thinking about that date now, particularly in the Linux world. He raised the issue at his annual kernel report talk at the Linux Foundation Collaboration Summit in Santa Rosa, California this week. Time to start worrying, he said. The issue is similar to the dreaded Y2K bug in that a long-standing deficiency in the way of some computers record time values, is due to wreak havoc in all manner of software this time in 2038. Back in the early days of Unix, when 2038 was almost a century away, time codes were implemented in 32 bits. Now we're going to run out of bits in which to tick off seconds. Specifically, that's going to happen at exactly 3:14:07 on January 19th, 2038. So why worry now when we still have decades to fix the problem? Corbett warns systems are being built and deployed now that will still be in service 23 years from now. Linux-based systems are being put into cars, into building control systems, into power plants, and who knows how many other places where they will just simply sit there and do their job until time runs out of bits, and then they won't work anymore. While it's far from being too late to address these issues, each year that developers produce software that doesn't take 2038 into account only compounds the problem. Time will tell how seriously software engineers take this problem, but Corbett says he doesn't see a lot of firm planning going on.
Mm.
Gee, Robbie, will that affect us in any way, or
in that many years?
Yeah.
I think where it really is a concern is you think about machines that are created in order to last. They're built to last, and so they put Linux on it, and that makes sense. You've got Linux machines that are still in operation from the 1960s, 1970s kind of thing. Not Linux, Unix, though.
Mm-hmm.
But Linux obviously didn't exist. But Unix, which Linux is kind of based on, has been around for a long time, and there are machines that are still out there in operation, which is crazy because the technology has changed so much.
Yeah.
But what happens if something that is based on Linux now still exists 30 years from now?
Right.
And what kind of problems would that cause?
Y2K type problems.
Even worse.
Oh.
Most likely worse.
TalkTalk customers are being warned about scammers who manage to steal account numbers and names from companies' computers. In an email sent to every customer, TalkTalk said scammers were using stolen information to trick people into handing over banking details.
Oh, dear.
TalkTalk said it had sent the email to every customer, although only a few thousand account numbers went astray. It has set up a dedicated phone line for customers targeted by the scammers. The theft of data was unearthed when TalkTalk investigated a sudden rise in complaints from customers about scam calls between October and December 2014. This seems to be a recurring story that happens week by week, where companies have just been infiltrated by scammers and their stuff just goes...
Well, you know what? Like anything, I think they're looking for ways to compromise your private information. And in this case, confidential financial information. Mm-hmm. If I can compromise your bank account, well, then I can take your money.
Yeah.
So doesn't it seem legitimate when somebody calls you up and says, hello, I'm Robbie, I'm calling from such and such company, and you're, okay, yeah, I deal with that company, yeah. Right? So name a company, right? Do you still live on such and such road? Oh, yeah, that's me. So they're able, because they've got the information, to make it seem really legitimate. Mm-hmm. But fact is, I had a phone company call me just recently, and it turns out it was them, but they were trying to get information from me. I said, how am I supposed to know that you're really the phone company? And they're, well, can I confirm your account? Do you still live on? And I was, no, I'm not answering that question. But a lot of people will fall for it, and we need to be careful that you don't fall for that ever, even if they present legitimate-sounding information. If you didn't make the call, how do you know that it's really them? And in this case, like TalkTalk, they had the information. They could make it seem legitimate and get your credit card information. Yikes.
Scary stuff.
So, yeah, it happens. A lot.
Bill Gates has been declared the richest man in the world for the 16th time by Forbes magazine's annual ranking of global billionaires.
Come on now.
Yeah, the Microsoft
founder. He looks so happy about it.
He does look so happy about it. The 16th time. He's probably just, you know, it doesn't even faze him now. Just like pours himself another coffee. He's like, yeah.
No, he's like, Bill Gates is like, richest man in the world again? No. Still.
Somebody once told me that if Bill Gates saw $1,000 laying on the side of the road, it would not be worth his time to actually stoop down and pick it up because he makes more than that, like second by second. Like he just makes.
I guess that's true. Not that it's true that, you know.
He would wouldn't walk past it, but it wouldn't be worth his time to pick it up. The same way you might not pick up a nickel.
I think though that he would have to reach the point where there is so much wealth that wealth means absolutely nothing. To the point, like if you had that kind of money, it would be like a penny on the sidewalk. You just, it's so small that it.
Does have all that money after he's been giving away so much? Like doesn't he have something with his wife where they're just giving away all of their money?
Yeah, the Bill Gates Foundation. Yeah. They do all different kinds of good.
Yeah, and they still have so much. What a crazy problem to have.
Yeah.
The Microsoft founder once again beat Mexican businessman Carlos Slim to the
top spot. To be fair, he didn't actually beat him.
Mr. Gates' net worth rose by just over $3 billion this year to $79 billion. Just $1 billion shy, Bill Gates, and you'll be there at the 80. There are a record 1,826 billionaires in the world, Forbes said, an increase of 181 in the past 12 months. Mr. Gates has now been on the top of the list for 16 of the last 21 years. Legendary U.S. investor Warren Buffett regained third place in the list with a net worth of $72.7 billion. Congratulations to both of you. Furniture giant IKEA has unveiled a range of furniture fitted with wireless charging spots for mobile devices. The Home Smart range will initially include lamps, bedside tables, and a coffee table, as well as individual charging pads for any surface. IKEA has used the wireless charging standard QI, which is also supported by Samsung in its latest handset, the S6. The Swedish furniture firm will sell charging covers for incompatible iPhones and Samsung models. Environmental group Friends of the Earth urged caution over the recyclability of such products. IKEA said in a statement that its wireless charging products are easy to fraction at the end of life, and expands on that by pointing out, by adding wireless chargers to home and office furniture, we minimize the amount of separate chargers needed. Which does make sense, except if your charger is embedded into your, say, side table and your charger is pooched, then all of a sudden you need a whole new side table instead of just a new charger.
Yeah, I guess so, eh? If you're really relying on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I would be interested maybe in actually buying one piece of furniture that would charge my phone. No, I wouldn't outfit my whole house or anything, but... I
don't know, because I kind of feel like if I was going to set down my phone to charge it on my bedside table, well, that's where the cable is, and I plug it in and I leave it there. So it doesn't make any sense to me to have to.
Yeah, but everybody's. But then everybody in the family's phone could be on the table. Yeah. Then you don't need lots of cords.
iPod,
your phone.
So you don't have to have like the whole Griswold family Christmas kind of. Rig of electrical outlets.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I really like the idea. I want to be able to charge everything, like on the coffee table, which would be funny because you'd come in and your coffee table would be like stacked up.
You've got phones everywhere.
IKEA would have been smarter to have like a charging drawer in all of its furniture so that everything just is hidden away.
So you actually have to put it away for once?
Yeah, a little charging drawer. People a timeout for your phone. It'd be good too to get on a plane, maybe. I mean, IKEA doesn't make planes, which is probably for the best. But to get on a plane with your phone dead and get off of it full. The assembly instructions.
Yeah, on a plane by IKEA.
Lovely.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, I like the direction it's going. We'll see. Right. A problem during a server update left many Samsung smart TVs looking dumb this week. Affected sets were unable to connect for 2 days, meaning owners could not use their more advanced features. The problem is now fixed, Samsung said. It follows a series of issues for the firm in recent weeks, which admitted that its sets were sharing users' voice data. Before opening an investigation into why its TVs were adding adverts to media played via third-party apps. In a statement released on Thursday, Samsung said that it conducted its regular update of the Smart Hub server last Tuesday. During this process, it was reported that some of our customers in certain countries encountered difficulties connecting their smart TVs to the server. The difficulty was caused by errors in matching the country code with the relevant server, and the issue has now been resolved, the company said. Research analyst Paul O'Donovan said, "These are new and more advanced than what we've had in the television market before. They take some time to settle down, maybe within the next year or so."
Yeah, I guess. Eh?
Now, see, when I first read the story, I thought that I had had the problem that they had, but it turns out that I just have a very glitchy smart TV because it doesn't always connect, but it wasn't out for 2 whole days.
Did you speak to it? So, did you tell it that you want it to connect? Like,
it's weird.
Because it's listening.
It's listening. Everybody's listening when I speak to it. Wow, what a paranoid schizophrenic must think at this point. The TV is listening to me. I always knew it.
Oh, dear.
Oh. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.